All right, we are back. Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning. Coming up on 822. Still got a little light rain going on here, 45 degrees. Well, the countdown starts now. We've got tomorrow left for 70-cent premiums at Wilkin County Recycling. It was open yesterday, doing the Thursday edition. So Brianna Koval's in this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How was yesterday's take, first of all?
Yesterday was very busy. Very, very busy. We did 4,567 pounds.
Just keeps going up.
It does. Every day keeps getting more and more ridiculous back there. And I feel bad for the guys, but I feel great as well because we're getting all this aluminum out of the landfills and back into the commodities market.
This has been a good campaign for you.
It's been huge. Mm-hmm. So I came with numbers today.
Like all right.
Real numbers.
Real numbers. Let's hear it.
Okay. So last year in April, and this is really sad. So I'm not even going to tell you the numbers from 2020 because we weren't open. And I don't remember what month we did our thing. And yeah.
We'll Everybody's looking to forget 2020
exactly.
anyway.
So we won't think about that year. But last year was awful. We did 8,504 pounds the entire month of April.
That was the entire campaign.
That was it. Mm-hmm. It was terrible. So far this month, we have done 28,467 pounds, which is nearly the amount of aluminum we took in all last year.
Unbelievable.
In 1 month. So that's crazy.
That is crazy. And I'm guessing most people are getting this aluminum with these fantastic premiums so they can get a check and then maybe go out and buy a dozen eggs. Or maybe a gas fill.
Right.
So there you go.
Well, some of the checks we're giving out, I mean, you could fill your tank of gas a couple times. There's many people that have brought in 400, 500, 700, 900, over 1,000 pounds. I mean, these are huge, huge amounts of aluminum.
That's crazy because aluminum is so light, and it's like, how much aluminum does it take?
It takes a grain truck, a couple horse trailers, 5 or 6 pickup loads. Like, it's a lot.
And hopefully some people to help them unload so you and your staff don't, you're
absolutely
not taxed with that.
If you are bringing in hundreds of pounds of aluminum, please bring someone else with you to help unload it. It speeds things up, and then my guys aren't so exhausted.
So now the question is, do you think, and I know I'm asking a big, I'm asking you to speculate, do you think next year the premiums will be this good?
Oh, I have no idea.
See?
No clue.
Yeah.
Historically, we've never seen premiums like this before. However, you know, inflation and things cost more, and maybe that's part of it. I'm not sure. But we've never had premiums like this.
And again, I asked the question.
Will it happen again? I don't know.
I asked the question early on, why now? Why are premiums so good now?
It's just a valuable commodity right now. There's an aluminum shortage, so you can pay extra money for it to get it because people want it and we need it. So it drives the premium up, supply and demand. Well, is it always going to be that way? I don't know.
Yeah.
So your guess is as good as mine on what it's going to look like next year. So if you're sitting on all your aluminum and you have been for years thinking the price is going to keep going up, now's the time.
Now's the time.
I don't know
yeah.
if it will keep going up from this.
Well,
the bottom has to fall out of the bucket at some point.
Right.
I don't know when it'll be, but I don't think it's going to get any higher.
Exactly. Nothing lasts forever. So.
Right. Well, and I can tell you this, next week, that premium's going down.
I'm sure it will.
Yeah. So if you still have your aluminum and you're thinking, well, I'm going to wait it out and see what happens, don't wait it out. It's not going to be worth as much for you next month. Get it in tomorrow. We are open from 8 until noon. Your last chance for 70-cent premiums.
Unbelievable. And again, it's been so great seeing you come in here in just such a good mood. Like, hey, I got great premiums to tell you about. We've had good reaction to this. And yeah, tick tock, because tomorrow it's your last day.
Absolutely. Get your cans in.
So
it's
what,
your last chance.
What time are you open?
We open at 8 a.m. and we'll be open until noon.
Okay.
Now, if you want to get in and out real quick, you're going to have to wait in line. I guarantee you there will be a line tomorrow morning, so get there early. We had a line yesterday, which is incredibly abnormal for a weekday.
Yeah.
But the line was from our building out to the highway. I mean, there had to have been 8 or 10 vehicles in line, and most of them had trailers. It was crazy.
But a good crazy.
Yes, it was. So bring your patience pants with you because it might take a little while. Get there early, and then hopefully you'll be in and out fairly quickly. And give my guys back there a little bit of grace. They're tired. It's been a long
month. I'm sure they are. Yeah.
And it's going to be a busy day tomorrow.
Are you going to be back Monday to give us totals from tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah, then we can have our real month total and say how great it was.
In real numbers, and yeah. We'll party. We'll celebrate.
Well, this is by far the best April we've ever had.
Love to hear that. Love to hear that. You have a great weekend.
Absolutely. You too.
Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Recycling. And again, folks, you've got one more day for this fantastic premium price. That is tomorrow at Wilkin County Recycling, located on Highway 75 in South Breckenridge.
Call them cool, those hearts that have no scars to show, the ones that never do let go and risk the tables being turned. We call them fools who have to dance with them.